what are some good suggestions for examples of synesthesia in fiction? I'm Sean Day, professor of English and Anthropology at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm also a synesthete and a world-renowned researcher of synesthesia. In a previous segment of this series, I suggested a couple of good nonfiction books regarding synesthesia, and I've also mentioned a couple of depictions of synesthesia on television and in movies. But what about synesthesia in novels? There's not too much out there, but there are some good ones. As far as depictions of synesthetes go, I highly recommend the teen reader novel A Mango-Shaped Space by Wendy Mass. The main character of the novel is Mia, a teenage girl coming to terms with her synesthesia, her relationships with her friends and family, and dealing with the death of someone she loves. Mia has colored letter synesthesia and sound to color. Wendy Mass, while not a synesthete herself, interviewed many synesthetes about their experiences and even attended academic conferences on synesthesia research. With Mia, she gives a very accurate depiction of what being a young synesthete can be like. If you're looking for novels by synesthete authors that depict synesthesia, two good suggestions are books by Orhan Pamuk or by Vladimir Nabokov. The Turkish author Pamuk, a synesthete, won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2006. Many of his novels, such as My Name is Red, The Black Book, and Snow, contain characters which relate synesthetic experiences. My Name is Red is a murder mystery set in 16th century Istanbul. The narration also has many synesthetic descriptions of settings. Much of this is based upon Pamuk's own synesthesia. Vladimir Nabokov was also a synesthete, having the grapheme to color and phoneme to color types. Nabokov filled most of his novels and poetry with very elaborate metaphors and wordplay, including synesthetic metaphors and concealed references to his own synesthesia. These can probably best be seen in his classic novels Ada and Lolita. His novel The Gift is semi-autobiographic and gives a depiction of some of Nabokov's own experiences with synesthesia via the character Fyodor. Rumor has it that Nabokov's new posthumous novel, titled The Original of Laura, which will be available in November, is chock full of synesthetic images. There's also British author Jane Yardley's novel, Painting Ruby Tuesday. This is also a whodunit mystery, a bit more comic though. The main character, 10-year-old Annie, is a synesthete who picks up on some vital clues in the mystery. Yardley, herself a synesthete, does an excellent and very careful job depicting Annie's synesthesia. If you're looking for something a bit different to read, you could turn to Alan Moore. That's the same Alan Moore who brought us Watchmen and V for Vendetta. He also wrote a series of graphic novels called Top 10 about a police department in a world filled with superheroes. One of the characters is Detective Wanda Synesthesia Jackson. I rather like this character because Moore doesn't in any way depict her as a superhero or having superpowers. She's just a detective who has a number of different types of synesthesia. If you have questions about synesthesia, please send them to me, Sean Day, by email to sean.day@tridentech.edu. I'm Sean Day, synesthete, professor, and researcher at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina.